Jarvis, it's great to have you with us today on Galesburg Live.
Hey, Chris. Thanks. Great to be here.
Now, Galesburg Toyota, great friends of the radio station for many, many years. And, you know, you hear their commercials on our radio stations. You hear Jarvis on the radio.
Yeah, that's great, man. Yeah. I get a lot of people talking to me about that.
We're talking about Toyotathon is going on right now. And we hear about it all the time. What is going on? What is Toyotathon?
So Toyotathon is when we're trying to put customers in vehicles at a price they can afford.
Yeah.
You know, right now with the pandemic going on, we want to make sure we're doing the best we can to help people out in their life. So we have great interest rates that just came out this month. We've got loyalty cash that's coming on and just trying to cut a few corners just to make sure people are happy.
Now, when you say loyalty cash, is that if for Toyota owners currently?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you have loyal. How does that work?
Well, it just depends. You know,
you don't have to have bought it at Galesburg Toyota.
No, sir. Okay. Yeah. No. If you're just a Toyota loyal customer, we try to find ways to trim the fat a little bit and help you out.
Oh, I'll be darned. So with the pandemic going on, as Toyota has, well, all the car dealers, the manufacturers, it seems like they have been bringing out some pretty low interest rates.
Yes.
And longer payment terms, right?
Yes. So I've seen them get as much as 84 months, and I've seen APRs as low as 2.9, maybe 2.5 every now and again. So it just depends on the credit and everything like that.
What's the hot vehicle for Toyota right now that they're
right now people want? Yeah, right now I think it's the new Highlander.
Okay.
People are loving the Highlander.
Yeah.
And the main hot one, I think, is that new hybrid Sienna van that just came out, 2021.
They have a hybrid van?
Yes, sir. And it is
beautiful. Oh, wow.
It is a nice-looking vehicle. It's good on gas. I think we're getting somewhere in the 33s to maybe 35. It is nice.
For a van?
Yes, sir. And it's got the kickside steps where if you put your foot under, the side doors open up, and then you got the kickside back door, too. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. And then with these low interest rates, you could be driving a brand-new Sienna.
Oh, yes.
And with the loyalty, I mean, you can get some pretty low payments.
If you have a paid-off trade, man, you can almost trade for pennies on a dollar. So, yes, we have some great deals going on.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's our end-of-the-year sales event, too. So, you know, you really can't go wrong.
So it all combines, right?
Yes.
The end-of-the-year sales event and all of that. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Now, also for service, you have some big things going on there, too.
Yes. So we have buy three, get one free.
Yeah.
We also have
free tires.
Free tires. Yes,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
And we also have where if you need a battery check.
Yeah.
And if you need a battery, you get $10 off. And then we also have oil change opportunities if you want to come in. If you need an oil change stuff, we knock $5 off of that. We know anything we can to help customers who are struggling right now.
That oil change special, you get free tire rotation too,
correct.
Right?
Yep, you get a free tire rotation with that.
Well, you know, with the battery thing, here's the deal. With winter kills batteries, doesn't it?
Yes.
And you may get caught. If you even have any kind of question about your battery, now would be the time.
Now would be the time, So a lot of people, they like to get ahead of the game.
Yeah.
And they like to winterize their vehicle, so they like to get their fluid flushes, and they like to check everything first, which is great to have. But it's almost, you can't tell if a battery's going to go or not.
Yeah.
So we can do a tester to make sure everything's firing on all cylinders, which usually they are.
Yeah.
But sometimes when it gets below zero, which we do in the Midwest, you have to come in and get that vehicle jumped, and you say, maybe my battery's dead. So we want to help out if you do want to get a new battery. So it's just any way we can help.
Jarvis, do I have to have an appointment to do that?
Right now, we kind of want appointments more so, but we are open. So, for example, I tell customers, hey, if you need anything, just come to that service door. And if they see you honk once or twice, if they don't open up, usually they'll open up and let you come on in and try to see if they can schedule you in that day.
Yeah.
If not, you know, usually they can get you in. If they can't, they'll shuffle in whenever they can.
And of course, part of the reason, I'm sure, is because of the whole safety thing, which we're going to talk about later on. I mean, there's many things that you and other dealers have had to put into place to protect not just the public, but also your staff as well. So again, if I just pull up to the service door,
just toot once or twice, they'll see you. They'll usually let you in. Obviously, it'd be better if you could call and schedule an appointment for your schedule as well and for them to get you in a lot of time. They put a cover over the steering wheel. Most times they're wearing gloves and they're spraying down, so they're making sure everybody's safe that they can be.
Now, how about for the car sales? I'm interested in looking at a vehicle. Is with all the restrictions that are going on, is your showroom open right now?
Of course. Okay, so we have our service part where the lobby is kind of shut down, and you can't go past where we have our gates at to get back to sales.
Yeah.
So we're trying to restrict how much that interaction we're getting between service and sales, just in case. But also we do have, you have to mandatory wear your mask.
Yeah.
We have all the sprays, Lysols, and all the wipes and everything like that. I personally, if you're coming in on your trade, I'm going to wipe your trade down before I could do an appraisal on that.
Sure.
Any car you're coming to look at, I usually have it pulled up, make sure it's got gas ready for the test drive. We don't go on test drives too much. We're limited on how much we can. Friends and family, that's different. So I also wipe down the vehicle before you take it for a test drive. Make sure you know we're doing everything well. And then we'll just go from there.
I met Jarvis a few weeks ago. He came in to do a commercial
and
he's got such a great personality, and this guy can talk. Man.
He really That's what can. They say. I got one of my friends, he calls me Fast Talking Eddie.
Yeah, right. Now, you've been at Galesburg Toyota for how long now?
So I've been there basically 8 years. I was there 5 years, left for a couple of years, and I've been back a little over 2 years now.
So, yeah, right.
So there's no place like home.
Galesburg Toyota started on Henderson Street.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Started on Henderson.
Yeah, right there where Galesburg Nissan is now.
Yep. So I started there. I was there probably 3 months just getting my feet wet.
Yeah.
And then they decided to do the groundbreaking over where we are on Seminary Street.
Yeah.
And being a rookie in the game, I was like, oh, no, I don't want to leave. This is home. I'm just getting started.
Yeah.
So I got to see it from its infancy, from the groundbreaking to the building all the way up to what it is now. And we've been there 10 years holding strong now.
That is, 11. When you say that you've been there 10 years, that is hard to believe.
Yes, sir.
That really is.
See, people, especially in our Midwest where we live, they like a tenured salesperson.
Yes,
they want to make sure they know they got somebody. It's like where everybody knows your name type thing.
Yeah.
And it's good to be in that business. We get paid on repeat and referral business. So if you're at a place for a while, people know, I want to go back to see my car sales
guy,
a.k.a. Mr. Toyota, or whoever it is.
That's right. They do call you Mr. Toyota,
yes, they
don't
do.
They? Yeah.
It's not a name I give myself, I promise you. People will say, hey, there goes Mr. Toyota when I'm in Walmart or wherever they're at. So it just kind of stuck. So I said, hey, I guess I might as well just stick with that.
You've got a nice facility out there.
Oh, yes, beautiful.
Well, they really just seemed like they spared no expense when they – that was smart putting it out there, but just it's a beautiful facility.
You know, location. Yeah. So we're right behind Buffalo Wild Wings on the other side of the plaza where Walmart is. So a lot of people from out of town are coming there too.
Yeah.
And then when they say, well, hey, where are you guys located? We just say right next to Walmart. Who doesn't know what a Walmart is?
It's perfect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows where Walmart is.
Yep.
And it seems like that's just still exploding out there.
Yes. Oh, they're still groundbreaking. We just had McAllister's come up. We had the Pizza Ranch over there. Aldi's is over there now.
Yeah.
And
we've
got more, you know, things are just still coming and coming.
Yeah.
Coming, so.
And it looks like, it seems like when you're driving by, there's so many. You got a lot more vehicles there than what it looks like.
Yes.
It seems like.
Yes.
To me, it seems like the lot is. When I'm driving by, it looks a little smaller, but yet you drive through and it's just like, how do you put so many vehicles?
Yeah,
how many vehicles do you have on there at one time?
I think the most we have is somewhere around 170-ish,
That's insane.
There. Yeah.
You get almost 200 vehicles on that lot there.
Yes,
That's amazing.
And that's a big credit to my old pop. I call Tim Ellison. He called him Pop. He's the old guy. He's been there forever.
Yeah.
He is what we call the lot Nazi.
Oh, really?
He is all over that lot. He makes sure it's pristine both times. You know, if he sees one out, come on, guys, we got to get out there and get these things straightened up. Because, you know, perception is reality. You want to make sure it looks good. You know, customers come to your home. You know, you want to make sure your house is tidy.
Yeah. Well, tell me about the company that you're to, the company. They where are they based out of?
So right now we're based out of Waynesville, Missouri. We got some new owners, the Lowe brothers.
Yes,
They own us now. They also have a Chevy store over there, but we're Galesburg Toyota.
Nice.
Before we were owned by some folks that were in Wisconsin.
Okay.
So, and they're great guys. You know, they treat us right. And actually, they were just here yesterday. So.
Well, it's wonderful that they invest so much here in our community here. And and as you said, you've got such longevity in your staff. Tim's been in the car business here in this area for,
I think, 33 years or so or better. Yeah.
Who doesn't know Tim?
I mean, not a lot of people. Anywhere you go, they say, that's Tim. Yeah. And we kind of jokingly say, hey, that's my adopted son.
Oh.
So that's my pop. That's work dad.
Yeah.
And I'm his adopted son. So.
Yeah, that's right. So you've got and then your manager. We were hoping to have Kurt in here too.
Yes.
Kurt Osman, the GM there.
He got busy. He got some meetings going on.
Sure.
Right,
well, busy guy.
First start of the month. He got new stuff to do.
Yeah, that's right. And here I want him to come in and take an hour to, you know.
He wanted to be here. If he was going to be here, but you know, things happen. Duty calls. You know.
Of course. And he's been there about a year now, right?
Just maybe over a year, but that's about a year. And you know. We're getting to know each other a little better, you know, how he wants things done, and they're starting to come around. So we're seeing some progress, and I really like it.
What do you think – how do you think Galesburg Toyota differs from not just other car dealers in general, but maybe just other Toyota dealers? What makes Galesburg Toyota special?
One thing, Jarvis, I will say is customers that come in and say, man, I just don't feel pressured here. They feel like when they come here, the people are friendly. Every one of our salespeople are asking, hey, is there anything we can get you? Water, coffee. You know, we have hot chocolate, you need restrooms. We accommodate children, whatever it is. We want to go the extra step to say, hey, how you doing? And thank you. We also like when you leave from our dealership, if you buy a vehicle, you get to ring that special bell before you walk out that door. We make sure people know you just bought a car from Galesburg Toyota, and we appreciate your business.
I'll be darned. Tell me about the bell. What's the bell?
So you ever been to Long John Silver's? Remember they had the bell in Long John Silver?
Okay,
so it's a bell like that.
Yeah.
So we'll say, hey, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. Smith just bought a 2021 Toyota Sienna van. can you give them a round of applause? And as they ring that bell, and we're all, what they say? Ring that bell. And then they're ringing that bell, and they're all blushing. And some people don't want to do it, but when they do it, they're so excited when they leave. And it just gets that momentum going. It gets people excited. And then let's say we have someone else at my desk. Say that person just bought a car. Now they're like, man, do I get to ring the bell?
Yeah,
you know, right. it's just a good thing. So
that's awesome, and I'm sure some videos end up on Facebook.
Oh yeah, we've
too,
got them on
they?
Facebook. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
we do. Oh yeah, I need to check those out. I want to see the ring of the bell. Well, you've just made it a special event. You know, it's the second biggest purchase,
correct?
Typically, yep. That people will make, mm-hmm. And you've just made that
just
even
exciting.
More.
The one thing about the car business I personally love, because mm-hmm. sometimes we can get a bad rap. You know what I mean? I love that whether it's the first car a person buys or the last car they buy and everything in between. So when I wake up every morning, I can think I'm making a difference in the world. I love being able to change minds and perceptions of the things that they think. You know, customers' perception is their reality a lot of times.
Yeah.
And then when they come in, they're like, man, you guys were nothing like the last 30 years I bought cars. You were actually, you know, you're more informational.
Yeah.
You told me everything I need to know about the car, things I didn't know, things I thought I did know. Mm. And then we made it at a price they can afford. So it's a win-win.
Well, the internet changed a lot of that too, didn't it,
yes.
Jarvis? People come in, mm-hmm. they come in loaded, don't they? I mean, they've got knowledge.
There are times people come in and know more about the car than you do. Right. And then that's when you just sit back and let them speak, you know, and you learn from the customer too. So that way it's a communication. It's a relationship.
Yeah.
I call myself a matchmaker. Tell me what you think you're looking for. What price you'd want, and I'll try to find that vehicle. It doesn't have to be much harder than that. So that way, and I always tell them, if you leave here and we don't buy a vehicle from me, we're still part as friends.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely. But so Jarvis Hargis is a sales consultant with Galesburg Toyota. We're talking about, we're kind of highlighting this great local business here. How many employees do you have there?
So total between service and sales, I think we're closer to like the 40s, maybe 42,
wow,
somewhere.
Wow, a lot of families there.
Oh, man, yes. And we're a big family. We all really communicate well together.
Well, it depends. And with everything going in our world today, it's even more important. Too many people think that they're going to get a better deal if they shop out of town.
Yes.
And they think, well, I'm going to save a few bucks. Mm-hmm. But you know what? There's you don't always save a lot of money when you go out of town. Mm-hmm. They may give you a quick little deal that seems really good. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot more to buying local. There's the service part of it, but there's also that family.
Correct.
You're helping that small business support a lot of local families
here. Exactly. So you think about it. If you buy local and something goes wrong with your vehicle, especially with Galesburg Toyota, you give us a call. Somebody's coming to pick your vehicle up. Somebody's coming with a jump pack to see if your car needs to be jumped. Somebody's coming with gasoline if you're out of gas. Yeah, we're coming with the air tank if your tire's low.
Yeah.
We're coming to you. If you're elderly or you're ill and or sick or you're hurt and you can't get out, we'll come get your vehicle, bring it in, get it taken care of, and bring it back to you. We'll just do whatever we have to do. And those little things go a long way.
Yeah, and it's something to think about at this time. When, you know, it's so easy to shop online or shop out of town. You know, people, I think, are really thinking more about their choices in buying local.
Yeah, it's like family-oriented. Now, I pray that this situation we're going through with this pandemic brings people back around.
Right.
So where they can realize, man, maybe I took our family for granted.
Yeah.
Maybe I took that I'm going to see so-and-so tomorrow for granted.
Right.
And they say, you know what? Let's pick up that phone and make a phone call. How hard is it to send a text message? Say, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about you. You're on my mind. Do you need anything?
Yeah.
I'm hoping that can bring that family unit back.
Right.
That's what I want.
Jarvis Hargis is a sales consultant at Galesburg Toyota. Now, you didn't always want to be a car salesman, right? You're from Galesburg.
Yes, sir. So I was born and raised. I'm not going to tell you what year I was born. But, I was born and raised here in Galesburg, Illinois. Junior high, high school, college. Most people know me as a football guy. I also played basketball. Right. I was all-state, all-conference, name it.
Well, we'll say to our listeners, when Jarvis and I were talking off-air, Tom Meredith, you know, mornings here on WGIL walked by, and, you know, he came in, and you guys know each other, play some ball.
So we had an intramural game at Carl Sandburg.
Yeah.
And myself, my best friend Earl Strickland, and Tom, we were all on the same team. And we used to have a thing called ice cream. We said, ice cream. So Tom was running up the point. I was running behind him. Yeah. I said, ice cream. He knew I was behind him.
Yeah.
He threw it off the backboard. I went up, reverse dunked it over a gentleman that jumped over it. People don't, I'm only 5'11", and they can't believe it. But if you know me, you know I used to have hops back in my day.
That is so you said All-American. Tell me your basketball career, football.
Okay. Football, from playing from JFL, and I played in at Lombard, and then I went to the high school.
Yeah.
So flip-flop from position. That's what they call Iron Man. I really never came off the field. Unless I scored a touchdown and somebody had to kick their extra point, I was out there headhunting. I was out there kick return, punt return. So I made All-State, All-Conference, you know, All-American, went overseas. Yeah. Me and my best friend at the time was Spencer Crocker, was like a brother to me now, so I can't even call him a best friend.
Yeah.
We went overseas, played in Edinburgh, Scotland, Manchester. Yep,
oh,
that was around 96, 98. And then when we would come back, he and I both were going to go to St. Ambrose over in Davenport.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't realize I was going to come back. They thought I was going to stay over there and play with their Scottish Claymores, or the team that was over there at the time. And so some of my scholarship money got given up. So I had to go to our junior college, which is Sandberg.
Yeah.
And I got on a basketball team. We got to be about 9 or 10-0. Oh, and I became a captain of the team. But I just can't quit because I just can't let that go. And so I said, hey, I'm going to stay. And I knew my football talent would always be there. So I figured I'd go back later on in life. So
yeah. Playing Jarvis Hargis is our sales consultant with Galesburg Toyota, our guest in this first hour of Galesburg Live, playing over in Scotland.
It was awesome.
Incredible.
Yes, sir. So first of all, I was scared to fly.
Oh,
I don't like to fly.
But they play soccer over there. I didn't know they were big football fans.
So,
well, our football.
Yeah. At that time, around 96, 97 is when they started kind of getting a little bigger for football. And, you know, we were starting to get introduced to AstroTurf then. And their AstroTurf had sand on it to stop the speed of the soccer balls.
I'll be there.
So imagine us getting tackled on that.
Oh, my gosh. It just tearing your arms.
Rash, burns, you name it.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was a great time. The food was great. And if you can remember back then, they had mad cow disease. We couldn't even eat beef.
Mad cow disease.
Yes. So imagine us being Americans. We're raised on what?
Beef. Yeah,
Midwest beef, right? We had to eat fish and chips. We had to eat a lot of chicken. And they were trying to fly beef in from the Dutch, but our coaches wouldn't let us eat it because they didn't want to take a chance of getting sick
for games
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you ever eat this haggis?
Oh, yeah. You had to bring that up.
That's the one thing you hear about.
Yes, sir. Yes.
It's a real thing.
Yes, it is. They didn't tell us what we were eating. They just said, just try it and see if you like it. And then they told us later what was going on.
Oh.
I definitely didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
And even more when they told you what it was.
I can't even put in words what the taste and the texture in your mouth. But hey, to each his own.
So haggis is sheep stomach with all bunch
all
of stuff, sausage
yes,
and all sorts
yes.
of things. Yeah,
oof. Yeah.
Sounds lovely. Sounds lovely.
Lovely to some, not so much for others.
The Scottish are you know a violent people.
Not to my. They were sweet. I mean, it was really awesome. Like you know, especially being American back then, and they were like, hey, and it was very accommodating.
Yeah.
I mean, anything we wanted to do. I remember I went to a place. There was like a little flea market we had. Yeah. I had a Pittsburgh Pirates hat on.
Yeah.
The guy gave me a Manchester watch, which was pretty much gold.
Oh my gosh.
For my hat.
Wow.
It was like what? You know, the currency changed. Everything was totally different. And, you know, being at 18 years old. Getting that life experience, man, it was great. And I had my best friend with me.
That's awesome. And the kilts, you guys all wore the kilts and
well,
all
that stuff. Football players, we weren't really getting into it.
Didn't wear the kilts, okay. So you come back here, and so tell us about when you made it to get into car sales. What was that step?
Okay, so multiple steps. I always have the gift of gab, you could say. You know, I love people. I'm a people person. And I used to sell Cutco knives. You know, I worked at Enterprise Rent-A-Car for a while.
Okay.
I sold cell phones and even sold shoes. So I knew there was something there. And I did. Yeah. I said, man, I could sell these if I just got the opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, product knowledge is key. If you know your product and you people person, you know, things can work out.
Yeah.
So one of my best friends at the time, Brandon Cooper, still a good buddy of mine, he said, hey, man, I know you can do this. Give me a resume and I'll see if I can get it to the boss and see if we can get you a job.
Nice.
Got my resume in on a Tuesday, on a Thursday. He said, hey, I think you're going to do well here. Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
And I've been there ever since.
Jarvis Hargis is a sales consultant with Galesburg Toyota. So you've been there. Yeah, you've been there quite a while.
Yes,
so what is the key to being a good consultant?
I would say, as the one wise man told me, his name is Tim Ellison, treat people right.
Yeah.
That's simple. Just like my grandparents used to say, treat people how you want to be treated.
Yeah.
No one's no better than you, and you're better, no better than anyone else. And you keep it there. We can find a level playing ground. We can talk and communicate, make a friend, and maybe sell a car.
Again, we appreciate our friends at Galesburg Toyota. They've been good friends of the station, and again, we just appreciate what you do for our community here.
It's a blessing to be able to do it.
It's been a tough year for a lot of small businesses, including the car car industry, the car sales industry and service and our dealers here have had a tough time all these restrictions came with COVID. So in March, I had a chance to talk with your GM, Kurt, mm-hmm. and he had told me a lot of the things that had to happen because the governor shut the doors on all dealers,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
How was that for you?
It was difficult, you know. Because you want to develop a pipeline, have people coming in.
Of course.
You know, to keep a sustained
and
income,
then it's gone.
You know? Yeah, and when that's gone, it's like, man, what do we do? You know, and if you don't save up when the times are slow, like for wintertime, you know, usually get slower.
Yeah.
And hopefully when the times are good, it's like feast or famine almost. You want to make sure you're saved up. Yeah. So when the times get bad. So when the pandemic hit, you know, we were all like, man, what are we going to do? How are we going to get through this? How do we sanitize this? We didn't know which way to go. And we would pull tables out. We had like picnic tables out. People sat at one side. We sat the other side. We sanitized. We slid the paper across.
Yeah.
Let them sign. We talked from a distance. We had our masks on. We had our sprays. We had gloves.
Yeah.
And then we restricted the doors. So you only could come in by appointment. Hmm. And we're trying. We're getting back to that. And now it's kind of a little easier because we've done it once before.
Sure.
So it's starting to get a little smoother. We know how to handle it.
You probably, you know, the delivering cars to people. Yeah. Do you do the on-site test drives, you know, bring the vehicle to them? And that's so different, too.
Yeah, it's a little different because people are, stay home.
Yeah.
Don't come out if you don't have to. But they still want to be able to purchase things.
Yeah.
So we said, how can we put our heads together and still make this happen?
Yeah.
So we will sanitize the vehicle. We'll put our gloves on, like we said. We'll take our spray bottles, whatever we have to do. If we deliver it to your house, open it up, spray it down so you can come out, take a look at it.
Yeah.
We're standing at a distance. We can still talk, see what's going on. And if you like the vehicle, we can even do sell prices and purchases over the phone.
Sure.
Or we can do it virtual over the internet, stuff like that.
So buying a vehicle with, you know, over the internet and doing the deal and signing the papers on somebody's front porch, that just seems like that's the new normal now, right? I mean,
man, hopefully we can get back to the ways of doing it. But, you know, we are creatures of change.
Yeah.
We're going to find a way to adapt.
Yeah,
and that's just what we're going to do.
Jarvis Hodges is our guest in this first hour of Galesburg Live. He's a sales consultant with Galesburg Toyota. And, you know, the mask, is it? You guys are wearing masks all day long there.
Sir.
You are.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we wear masks all day, most of the day. Only time is if I'm at my desk and I don't have a customer.
Sure.
You know, obviously I won't wear my mask, but as soon as someone, if we get out of our desk area, mandatory mask.
Yeah. And do you have some folks that are still kind of fighting this whole
not as much as it was.
Yeah.
We still have some people, especially older folks, you know, the breathing little issues with the mask.
Sure.
So there's sometimes we'll allow them, I understand you're breathing, and we'll have to keep that distance.
Yeah.
But most people are compliant pretty much now. It didn't used to be that way earlier on.
Yeah.
Most people are seeming to be compliant with the mask.
Well, it seems like we've been through this so long. It just seems, why not do it?
Yes, sir.
For me, and my own personal, and you listening, you may have a different opinion, but it's not hurting me. It's not hurting me to wear that mask.
Yeah.
You folks don't know this, but Jarvis is wearing a mask right now because he wants to protect me.
I want
to
protect him.
And the staff here at the radio station at the time that we're recording this, he's wearing his mask, which is fine with me. I'm not upset.
Because if you think about it, salespeople, especially in the car sales, you know, we're, in a sense, frontline workers.
Yeah, you are.
You
right.
know? We Absolutely. Don't want to take anything away from the people who are out there putting their lives on line every day dealing with the people that actually have the COVID because they are doing a great job. And we pray that they're all blessed and safe and get compensated for everything they do. But at the same token, we have a service to do for the community.
Right.
So when we're going out to talk with people, we need to protect them and ourselves and our people at home.
Right.
So the mask and the gloves and the sprays. Yeah. We have to.
And in the service department, you got to keep people's vehicles rolling.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we get to work. That's how the frontline workers are going to be able to get to work.
And that's how we're considered an essential business, especially in the service department.
Yeah, absolutely. So just know that when you come to Galesburg Toyota, they're really going above and beyond to make sure you're safe and their employees are safe.
Correct.
Right. Jarvis Hodges is a sales consultant at Galesburg Toyota. We're going to spend our last couple minutes here talking about community service. Galesburg Toyota is invested in this community and has been here a long time. Mm-hmm. And but they also do some things to help, you know, as many local businesses do, to give back. Mm-hmm. What are some of those things that Galesburg Toyota
So if you come to our service department, you'll see we have a big trailer with Toys for Tots.
Oh, okay.
And it's filling up pretty good right now. And it's not only just toys. There's some monetary things in there as well.
Yeah.
We're going to donate. We have a little toy Tundra that was put together. That's a remote for like a kid. We got that already picked out which kid's going to get that. And then we had a family around Thanksgiving time who had a couple of kids that we knew that were, you know, not going to have the good Thanksgiving and good Christmas that we heard. So with my general manager, Kurt, took a donation in one of our meetings, and everybody got straight up, put money in to make sure that they had enough for Thanksgiving and had to make sure they had enough for Christmas. And that is still going until, I can't remember what day's the cutoff day, but they're going to have a great Christmas so far.
Oh, that's wonderful. Been given already. So the toys for tots, how long are you how long is that going to be out there, that trailer?
Man, I can't remember exactly how long, but I know
it'll be a little bit longer.
Yes, it'll be a little bit longer. Yes.
So if you've got a new unwrapped toy, I'm sure.
Yes, sir. Bring that in. Yeah. And, or you can call, and if we have to come pick it up.
Yeah.
We also, if folks in the community know Mr. Tony Law, he's actually come in and said they're doing coats and clothes for kids that don't have the less fortunate. So I've been taking donations for coats and dropping them off so that way they can get those and make sure the people, before the winter hits, they have something to make sure they're covered.
I'll be darned. Is it coats for kids?
Kids, adults, name it. Oh, yeah, just anyone. We refer to kids, but everybody needs something.
New or gently used?
New or gently used, exactly.
Okay, good, good. Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. It's amazing how and the need is probably even greater this year
because
of job loss and businesses closed.
God bless us,
Yeah. So we got to get out of this, don't we?
Oh, man, this is a funk. But, hey, we are America.
Yeah.
We can get through this, and we
will.
That's
right. That's right. Well, we're running out of time here, and we want to jump on our service specials again real quick at Galesburg Toyota. You've got the oil change special going on, $5 off, right?
Yep, we got the $5 off oil change, plus you get free tire rotations with that.
Right.
We also got, if you get your battery tested, you're going to get $10 off that battery as well.
Awesome. Well, again, great time to be doing that and getting ready for it. I was talking to somebody today. Their tire light is coming.
I was
lots
just
of tire
say
lights coming
about
on, aren't
that.
They?
It's funny you said that.
Yeah.
So you get a lot of times people get a vehicle and the weather changes.
Yeah.
And the tire light comes on and they think, hey, something's wrong with my car.
Yeah.
It's like, no, sir. No, ma'am. It's not something wrong with the car. It's just your tire pressure light's on.
Yeah.
The vehicle's tires get smaller when the air molecules go down.
Yeah.
So now we use nitrofill in the tires. So nitrogen doesn't react to the molecules in the air. So in the summer, it won't expand, and in the winter, it won't contract. And that'll reduce cost of maintenance for the vehicle.
Well, I didn't know about that.
Yes,
I thought nitrogen was just the new cool air to put in tires. I didn't realize it was because of the cold.
And it keeps your tires longer.
I'll be darned.
There you go.
Well, there you go. See, I just learned something new here
today.
There
you go.
All right. So, Jarvis, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
To
awesome.
You and your team at Galesburg Toyota.
Yes,
we appreciate what you do. And please come back and see us again. We'd love having you
on
the air.
Anytime you want me back, just let me know.
Yeah. And, again, you guys stay safe, too,
yes, sir.
In the midst of everything going on. And have a great holiday.
Yes, sir. Happy holidays, folks. God bless you. Stay safe.